Jesus, as we pray and ask you to bless Jenny with teaching the children, as you, Lord, can be anywhere, anytime, and do anything, I ask you to bless them in there and bless us in here, and as keep us found, may we be found faithful here at Life Point. I pray for those requests. There are so many that Jenny read out. But Lord, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If we can just think of those people during the week and just lift them up to you. Lord, you love it when your children pray. You love it when we lift up others to you. So Lord, even now as Andy's getting ready to preach to some airmen, there's bound to be people there in that chapel service that don't know you. So Jesus, I pray that the word would be strong as it goes out and people would respond. And pray the same for us here. Lord, spur our hearts, just touch us to change us, and Lord, help us to be something that you want us to be. Lord, we try so hard sometimes, and at times we fail. I'm glad for the verse, if we confess our sins, you're faithful, you're just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We may feel that that takes a big bar of soap sometimes to scrub us clean because we feel like we mess up a lot. But God, you're a powerful God, and your grace is so much more than our failures. Lord, may your grace and mercy be applied today and forgive us. Lord, again, just touch hearts so that we do some things out of faith. We step out this week and depend on you. So, Lord, take care of us now. Use us as you see fit. And Lord, just open up your word to us. Make us attentive to what you have. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a service called, have a series called Believe. Y'all have probably heard of the Believe series. We've been doing it for so long, but please don't grow weary. It's some things we need to have said to us. And this Believe series, in the last couple weeks, we're offering my time, and that's where Jenny puts up the charts and things. That was a couple weeks ago. Offering my time, and God speaks to you, and some of you volunteered to do some things, and whether that's mowing the grass or sweeping the floor or being a greeter or counting money or whatever it is, offer you time. And then we talked about giving my resources, and then we put that to use. Last week, again, as I asked Brad a minute ago how much we give in a year, $600, we gave that in a day to Steve Love's family. He just didn't know what to say. He's like, wow, for your church to give that much. And I even get surprised. I thought, well, we're giving this. Y'all gave more than I had the check made out for, so I just give them everything. But thanks for God tugging at your heart and you're responding. Well, today's sharing my faith. This is something that scares people off. They said, I just can't speak. Well, there's lots of different ways to share your faith. Yesterday, the Washington Monument in D.C., I guess they wanted people to be reminded of something. And so they put an image down there with a little projector, and they shined Apollo 11, that's the rocket and space capsule. They shined it on the side of the Washington Monument. There was so much, one of my former students, Margaret Taylor, she probably went to school with her, married Chris, all these guys. She said it was a traffic jam starting around evening when this thing went up, and she said, we just couldn't even hardly get into the place. So everybody around D.C. wanted to see that image and wanted to be reminded of that day that men landed on the moon. Do you know something about when they landed on the moon? Talk about being a witness. Did you know that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, as they stepped down, who's the guy in the module circling? You remember him? Michael Collins, you know, he's the forgotten guy, but hey, if he hadn't done his job, they wouldn't have got back. And he later said, I felt very much just a part of any as that mission as anybody else did. But he wanted to be a witness too, so Neil Armstrong said that he said he wanted to do something. Once he got there, they wanted to have communion. So he took enough of the elements. So he had the bread and had the juice to have communion. He really wanted to read from Scripture. And NASA said, you can't really do that. We're under a lawsuit with Madeline Murray O'Hara right now. If you ever heard of Madeline Murray O'Hara, the leading atheist at the time, she was probably instrumental in getting prayer taken out of schools. So she said, you know, y'all going to do that again? That's another lawsuit. So they said that, could you maybe turn the radio down at that time? And he said, we're going to have communion. But he did. He That's one small step for a man. Most of the time we say for man. He actually said himself, he said, I really put the word A in there because I felt so small as I stepped off that. One giant leap for mankind. How would you like to have been the person who delivered the good news? So they did. They took communion and he read from the Bible, and it's like, isn't that amazing? The mission before them had read from Genesis, talked about creation. That's what they got the lawsuit for. But these guys read from John 15, I'm the vine, you're the branches. You believe in me, you believe in God, believe also in me. You know, so it's like, apart from me, you can do nothing. So they're reading scripture and taking communion on the moon. I thought that was cool. How would you like to be the one that said these famous words? The eagle has landed. Breathed a sigh of relief because once they touched down, they were running out of fuel. They had 17 seconds to set that thing down. Got down to around 10 seconds and they made it. If they had not landed, the guy down there on the control that would later, his name was Charlie. Just now lost his name. He said we were going to abort the mission and tell them to blast off because we were afraid we were running out of fuel. So with 10 seconds to spare, they landed that thing, and Michael Collins said, okay, we still got enough fuel to get back up and take off. The Eagle has landed. What good news. I would love to give good news to people. How about these guys? You think they're going to bring good news? To one person in North America probably. But anyway, I get emails from them all the time. You know, don't miss out on your chance to get $1 million. We should be just as excited to tell and share the good news of Jesus with others. If you had the cure to cancer, wouldn't you share it? You have the cure to death. Get out there and share it, says Kirk Cameron. So today's message is going to step on my toes as well as yours. So we've got to remember, today let's look at a few ways to share our faith with those around us. Pick one of the ways and get to it. Day-by-day conversation. Joe, what is that? Day-by-day conversation. It's like standing around the AMCO and somebody coming in. Hey, you doing okay? Yeah, I'm a little tired here. Church is good. Oh, you got a church? See, it's all we have to do. Got code words, church, Bible, pastor. Just throw those in the conversation. And I've done that before and said, you know, God's real good to me. Okay. They take off because that must have been that person that didn't want anything to do with God, so they're going to run as soon as I mention those code words. Day-by-day conversation. Listen to the needs of others and offer help. I've never asked anybody in my life, when they feel like, you know, things are going tough and I just don't know, hey, you just walk off. Now, how about this? I know things are tough, but I'll tell you what, would you mind if I pray for you? No, please don't pray for me. I've never had anybody do that in my life. And they might say, well, would you pray for me later? I'll pray, but God can do some things in your life, all right? Offer prayer. Witness wear clothing. This might not be for some of you, but I've got a couple. Jenny bought me a t-shirt. And Jenny, I'm going to let you wear this from now on. Jenny bought me this t-shirt the other day. By the way, it's probably about a $20 shirt, and it's 15, and it's 10, and it's 5, and it's 3. She got this for a dollar. I wonder why. Why would Walmart want to sell that for a dollar? Because nobody will buy it. So, yeah. Team Jesus. Wonder if I put all y'all on that. Emily, you would appreciate this one. Emily, explain to this. Where'd this come from? Yeah. Emily ran in the state track meeting. Melanie said, all right, I'll get you one of these. I was handing out water right out here on Motor Madness, and I gave water, and a girl said, oh, I was in the track meet last year. Struck up a conversation just having this on. But every time I've worn it, people notice that on the back. And I came out of the Longhorn after eating there the other day, and the guy said, I appreciate the back of that shirt. And I said, well, you know Christ? And he said, oh, well, I'm done. Okay. And I ended up inviting him to church, and you spend a few minutes talking about that. When we were up eating, drinking all that pink Cadillac, we were up there. Every time I've worn that, I guess I'm eating. But anyway, the girl up there said, I appreciate your shirt. And I said, well, thank you. She said, I'm going on a mission trip. And I said, well, you mind if I pray for you? She said, oh, no, we're going. So I gave her some invite cards. And the next thing you know, so we got invite cards in Zimbabwe. We got them in Portugal. We got them all. We're going to have those things around the world. You said, well, that's just not for me. Well, if it's not, if you don't want to wear a witness wear, but it makes it easy on me. People just find me and strike up a conversation. But I'm no different than you. You say, well, you're more bold. Share your personal story when you say, well, things are tough. So, well, let me tell you, God got me through this. You can give hope to people. Share your true life cards with friends and family. Just give those. And you can share door to door. Now, Virginia loves to knock on doors. I know I'm not supposed to say this as a pastor, but I hate it. You know, because I'm 6'3", 235, and I've actually walked up and got ready to knock on the storm door, and the person got up and closed the wooden door behind it. I don't know if I'm scary or what, but it's like, you know, they didn't want anything to do with me. Susanna can get, you know, you in Virginia, y'all can sort of sneak in. They can, Virginia doesn't look, you know, intimidating, I guess, but she loves that. I would rather try some of these other ways. So, with that in mind, 1 Kings chapter 5, here's the story of someone who simply offered help to those around her. She did this. It was a day-to-day conversation. She heard the needs, and she shared a little bit about herself, and watch what she does. If you got 2 Kings chapter 5 in the Bible, read this story with me. 2 Kings chapter 5. If you need a Bible, James is going to come around and give you one. 2 Kings chapter 5.
First.
Oh, no, it's... Did I put first? It's supposed to be 2 Kings, sorry. I just did
testing
that too.
You.
Yeah, I was going to see if y'all were paying attention. Janet is. She's awake this week, so...
Mommy is.
2 Kings chapter 5. Here we go. Now Naaman was the commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man. Look at these adjectives. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. Look at this. Great man, highly regarded, victory, valiant soldier. But he had leprosy. Just irritating skin disease that, well, more than that really, but for our example. So he had so much going for him, but something was bothering him. Now the bands of Aram, watch this, had gone out and taken captive a young girl from Israel. Isn't that, you know, here's a Jewish girl that knows God. And in today's language, if you'd say, okay, this girl, we could say that this is a person who, in our time today, this is a girl who knows Jesus as her Savior. Well, she's trusting God back then, same thing. And she served Naaman's wife. Well, if anything, she would be mad that she's a prisoner, she's a captive, she's got to work for somebody that she doesn't really like. She could have been having a bad attitude, but no, she probably got up that morning, prayed, had her devotions, and said, God, you used me to witness for you. Well, here's her chance. What's she going to do? She hears about her master, so she said to her mistress, that's the person who's in charge of the house, that's the master's wife, that's Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, well, if only my master would see the prophet who's in Samaria, he would cure him of this leprosy. What did that little girl, who I can just picture 16 years old, sitting there in a house washing dishes and saying, and she hears the mom of the house saying, I just don't know about Naaman. He's a great warrior. He's got victories. He's all that, but something's wrong. And I just wish he could find some help. Now, don't tell me that you haven't heard somebody say that in today's world. I just wish I could find some help. A little girl speaks up and says, well, you know what? If you look what she said. If only my master would see the prophet who's in Samaria. See that prophet? He's a man of God. And I know I don't deserve that title, but just pretend for a second. Let me be the prophet in Samaria. Instead, I'm the pastor at Life Point. My brother Dennis calls me a sheepdog. Y'all are sheep instead of a shepherd. He said, you're a sheepdog. He just leads him out. I said, okay, I'm a sheepdog. What if somebody at work, Jenna, what if somebody at work says, I just don't know what to do? Well, I tell you what, I got a pastor, and he's half decent sometimes. But anyway, if y'all want to come to Life Point, maybe you could be encouraged coming to church and hearing, well, I might do that. That one line might be all you need to do. Well, do you have a church home? Well, I go every once in a while. You interpret that what they just said. I go every once in a while. What's that mean? I don't go at all. That's sort of like, Emily, have you done your homework? Well, I haven't finished it. I haven't started it, really. But anyway, you don't want to say that. I go to church when? Well, about 4 years ago. Okay, right, we're not.
I've been there.
Yeah, I know where it is. Okay, great. So, if somebody says something in your everyday life, how about this girl? Well, why don't you go see the prophet in Samaria? So Naaman went to see them. Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. Look, he's going to take her up. She says, if I go to this church called Life Point down the road, I'll be encouraged. You know what? By all means, go. So the king of Aram replied, I'll send a letter to the king of Israel. And Naaman left, and they take off. And that story, you know about the story of Naaman. He went and he got some odd advice, and he was told to go dip in the river 7 times, the Jordan River. He said, don't we have rivers back home? Why do I have to come down here to get this?
Just saying.
This is foolish. I don't even want to do this. I know what he was thinking. So he goes and dips in the river. Dips once, twice. He's probably thinking, this is so stupid. On about five or six, he's thinking, they're going to laugh at me. On the seventh dip, he comes out and he's cured of leprosy. He just doesn't know why was he cured of leprosy? All because a young girl spoke up and said, there's some help. Why don't you go find it? I think that's a pretty good witnessing tool. All because she spoke up. If I narrowed these things down, there's three ways I can share my faith. Here they are. Day to day, that's life. That's just casual. That's just, hey, you doing okay? Yeah. You're over at Walmart. What are you getting? Oh, we're getting snacks for the church. Oh, y'all go to church? Yeah, it's life point. My wife teaches, the kids, and I've got the older ones with me, but y'all to come see, well, I might do that. So all you got to do is plant seeds, just day-to-day, casual. There's more deliver. You're going to give them something. You give them the cards and then deliver it. That's what Virginian, Susanna, y'all just love. That's a deliver it. You've almost got an appointment. You're going to go and call on people. Well, if that's a little bit scary, I don't know if I can do that. Maybe you could hand out a card and you say, that's probably tough to do that. Chris, can you show that quick video right here? Let me show you. The guy I got True Life cards is from Liberty. He goes to Thomas Road Baptist Church, Johnson Falwell's Church. And he's gonna show you how to hand out these cards. And that's the True Life cards. Let's see how hard this is.
Hi there, I'm Jesse, the founder of TrueLife.org, and we're here at Thomas Road Baptist Church to help show you how easy it is to evangelize and invite people with these TrueLife.org invitation cards. Good to see you guys. Happy to be here. Thank you for coming. So we're encouraging evangelism and invitation in churches, not just Thomas Road Baptist Church, but your church as well. I'm sure your pastor probably gave you a TrueLife.org card today to hand out. These cards are so unique because it takes the fear away from evangelism and invitation. That means that we don't have to be afraid of the questions that might be asked, or the time it's going to take, or not having a starting point. What if the recipient is afraid of going to church? Well, they can easily go online and get free video answers to questions like, how do we get the Bible? Why do bad things happen? Where do you go when you die? Does God love gay people? Is Mormonism true? Are Jehovah's Witnesses right? And the list goes on for any worldview. And then, of course, they can easily find more church on the Church Finder. Hey, you will, so we're pulling up to a gas station right now. And all you need to do is just go out and simply say, hey, I'd love to have you come to my church on Sunday. If you have any questions, you can go online and get video answers, okay?
Ooh.
All right, here we go. God bless you. I'm praying for you, okay?
Hi, Sydney. How you ladies doing? Yeah, I don't know if you go to a church anywhere in the area, but I'd like to invite you to Thomas Road Church, senior. And if you don't have any time to make it to church right yet, you can see on the back, TrueLife.org, where you get free video answers to life's hard questions. And there's all kinds of different videos on there to answer questions people have, like, is there a God, and why do we suffer, and things like that. So take a look at it. Remember, the Lord loves
you. Well, do you feel better right now? I mean, do you feel relieved that, at first you feel like a little
nervous and bruised, but now I know I've given opportunity to people to find answers in God's Word, and that's exciting,
That's awesome. Well, you did a great job.
And they seem to be very open to it.
Sure. Would you suggest the same for people watching?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go out and do it. It's easy.
Katrina, it's your turn.
Oh, yes.
Have some fun.
Yes.
Ready to do this?
Yes. I'm a bit nervous, though.
You are? Yeah, I'm a little nervous for you, too. I know you're going to do well, though.
Because I've never done this before. I always wanted to, but I'm nervous, but I'm going to do it.
I'm praying for you, sister. I know you're going to do fine. Here we are. This is good.
Now watch your response.
Yeah, sis, I would love to come to my church.
You can go online too if you want to. Yeah. Okay. God bless you. So we would do is keep going.
Yeah.
And someone else will take the card.
Yeah.
If she didn't want to.
Do you go to church?
Sometimes.
Oh, great. That's good. So I would love to see you. I mean, come over to my church next week. And if you, some reason, if you maybe you're not ready, you can always go onto this website, truelife.org, and there are some free video answers. Okay. There are a lot of questions we have sometimes, and there are a lot of videos explaining those questions, and you can always go and check those videos and have the answers.
Okay.
Yeah. It was nice meeting you. Have a great day.
God bless. You too.
I'm glad he showed you the first
response. Hey, well, man, we had a great time in there.
Oh, yeah.
Katrina surprised me. I mean, I knew she was going to do good, but she did really, really good.
Thank you.
You did.
Well, you know what happened? Initially, there was one lady who didn't, you know, didn't want to take the car in.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I'm not going to come to church. And I was really, you know, but then I didn't give up. And he was with me, and we went on ahead, and we gave the cards to a lot of people. And surprisingly, it wasn't really hard. And
no.
They were really receptive, and I loved it. Yeah.
Yes, well, I'm so thankful that you just did my job. I don't have to explain nearly as much anymore to you back in the sanctuaries. We're not a different person than you. We are made in God's image just like you are. And every Christian has the opportunity to do this, and I can promise you from the bottom of my heart that there is nothing better than to share your faith with people. So I'm challenging you today, share your faith, hand out these cards, and see what God can do in your life and in the lives of others.
Does that look hard? You know, I mean, does it really? I'm glad they showed the first response. What did the first lady say? I don't go to church. I don't want no car. Okay. Somebody else will take it. Let me give you a couple of encouragements. In Acts chapter 5 and 6 and 32:40, God led Philip to a certain person, and Philip was attentive and went to that person, shared Jesus with him. The results were amazing, and God was honored. If you don't know that story, that's the Ethiopian eunuch. And Philip ran up to the chariot that he was riding in. Now, I would love to have some people like this to witness to instead of that first, you know, the person that the girl spoke to there. And I don't know that I would encourage you to go through Kroger's or Walmart. They might throw you in jail or something. But anyway, but no, you can give it to one or two. I don't know if I'd want to canvass the entire store, but that's just me. But Acts chapter 8, here's what Philip did. Now, an angel of the Lord, this is verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to God. And he said, well, angels don't speak to me, but God puts things on my heart. So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of treasury of Candace, queen of Ethiopians. The man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, so he's going to church. And on his way home was sitting in a chariot reading a book, prophet Isaiah. So this would be like Norman, I guess, everyday for us, normal day stuff. He's going to church reading the Bible on the way back. Spirit told Philip, go to the chariot and stay near it. He said, what's this spirit? Well, that's the Holy Spirit tugging him. It's like, well, angels don't show up today, do they? No, but I have made an excuse. I've stopped by the credit union on purpose to pray with him. And it's funny how old you couldn't have picked a better day to. See, I want to get rid of one of the fears that you have. Sometimes you think, well, what if people get mad? But more often than not, I've done this. I'd say, can I just invite you to church? You know, we've been thinking about going to church somewhere. Now, some people might be like the person and reject you, but this person that Philip spoke to, he couldn't have been more. Look at this guy. On his way home, sitting in a chariot reading a book. Go to that chariot and stay near it. Philip ran up the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah. Do you understand what you're reading? What did Philip do that's a very, very important part? He said, do you understand what you're reading? He did not say, well, that guy's reading the Bible. I guess I don't have to mess with him. A lot of people go to church and aren't Christians. Do you understand what you're reading? He's like, well, how can I unless somebody explains it to me? So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of Scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, as a lamb before the shearer is silent. So he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants, for his life was taken from the earth? He's reading about Jesus. The eunuch asked Philip, please tell me, who's the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news, that's the gospel about Jesus.
He must have gotten saved because he leads him to Jesus. Now he looks, as they travel along the road, they came to some water. Eunuch said, look, there's water. Why shouldn't I be baptized? He wants to be baptized as an outward showing of what's happening inside. She ordered the chariot to stop, and then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up and out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, calls him somewhere else, but the eunuch did not see him anymore. But look, he went on his way rejoicing. It appears like to me he must have gotten saved. So the story is definitely more of a deliberate approach. Philip goes directly at him. There's nobody else around. But God was behind it. He felt led by God to go speak to this man. And perhaps God will put on your heart somebody this week to say, you know what, I go to the bank, I go to credit union, I go to Sheets, I go somewhere. It just seems like every time I go in there, God just sort of tugs at me. Can I give you this card? It's called TrueLife.org. But on the front's our church. If you can come to see us at church, great. We'd love to have you. But until you get there, if you want to look up some things on your own, privacy of, you know, your home, you don't have to come to our church to get some answers. There's some answers on the back of these cards. Would you do that for me? Yeah, I might keep that. Thank you. That's all you got to do. John 4 was this story. John 4 was a woman at the well. I can just tell you this. If God can use a woman with a questionable reputation, this woman comes up and he says, go call your husband. She says, I don't have a husband. Jesus says, yeah, I know that. You've had five men, the one you're now with is not your husband. Ooh, that would have been tough. But he pointed out sin to her, and then she's like, man, this man knows all about me. But Jesus didn't give up on her. Matter of fact, he specifically went to see her. And the more he talked to her, she tried to change his subject on him. Well, you Jews claim that we need to worship on the mountain, but we've got to go over here. Like, where should I go to church? Jesus got right back to the point. Basically said this, I'm not talking about what church to go to. I'm talking about knowing Jesus, knowing the Messiah. And she says, okay, when he shows up, I'll talk to him. Oh, man, you're talking to him right now. You're the Messiah. She has no more excuses. A little time is coming. Now one is a true worshiper will worship where the Father in spirit and in truth. The woman says, oh, I know the Messiah called Christ. When he comes, he'll explain everything to us. Jesus says, I who speak to you am he. Now the disciples come up, and I think the woman has gotten saved by now, because watch what she does. She leaves her water pot and takes off. Well, she came to get water, and she's so excited she leaves the water pot and takes off. Verse 39 says, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. Now let me stop and give that another few seconds of thinking. This woman had five husbands, and the woman she's now with, what would some people call this woman? Prostitute. This woman's a prostitute, slept with about five or six men. One she was now with was not her husband. You say, gosh, she needs to get saved. Well, y'all might pick on her at first and say, I'm not that bad. Well, once she got saved, are you that good? Because this woman who was sinful all her life turns around and says, come see a man that told me everything I ever did. And he's forgiven me. He's saved me. And look at this. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of her testimony. By the way, did she stop from the well to the town and go to seminary? No. She didn't stop and suddenly memorize 100 verses from the Bible. She was sent with Jesus, and she was so astonished. She left her water pot and says, come see this man who loves you, who will forgive you, and who's got a plan for you. Well, I don't know that I could be as strong as... This woman was powerful. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. But I mean, I've got to give it to this woman. When she was first approached by Jesus, you want an excellent... And I won't spend a ton of time, but I just want to give you a... If you say, I just don't know how to bring things up, you can read through John chapter 4. I urge you to do that. Jesus showed up at the well. He said, I'm thirsty. Could I have a drink? What did he do? He started up a conversation with her. You can do that. I have went over the sands before and said, I'm looking for something I can't find. I finally went up front and I said, I'm looking for this, but I can't find it. One of the tellers come over. She says, well, it's clear in the back. I tell you what, I'll take you back there. And I said, well, that's a, no, come on. So she walks me all the way back around. I said, you know, you're really kind. I appreciate that. You're going out of your way to help me find something. That's great. You know, God bless you because he loves it when we're kind to one another. Oh. So, man, we're getting these products and stuff for church. And then you have a church home? Well, I go every once in a while, hey, come see us at Life Point because, hey, I know you fit right in. You love the family. I'm sure they'd love you. You're very kind. That's just conversation. Jesus says, can I have a drink? Who? You're a Jew. Why are you asking me for a drink? Well, and he starts talking to her. But then he's casual with it. And then he says, well, go call your husband. She says, I don't have one. Notice how he touched on sin and he has to say that. Don't make it an easy gospel. The gospel was not easy. Jesus died a cruel death on the cross. Don't say, well, God loves you and God loves everybody. Everybody's going to go to heaven. No. We're not all God's children, not unless we accept Christ. So here's the gospel in a nutshell. He says, there's a Messiah. He'll forgive you of your sins. He can give you a brand new life. And she says, okay, when he shows up, I'll listen. He's here right now. I think she was suddenly convicted, but then she saw hope too. And so Jesus led her to himself. Was that an easy way to do it? God's called us to witness, to be found faithful. Christ may cross your path with someone who needs him. Be on the lookout. Be attentive. You may be surprised at people's reaction. Just give it a try. So just be faithful. God will do the rest. So I don't know. Well, I believe you can do this. I want you to do something a little bit different. Nothing mystical, magical. Joe, would you hand it? I want to give everybody a couple cards. And you say, oh, what are you going to do? I'm going to ask God's blessing on a couple cards. I want to put a couple cards in everybody's hand. I'm just going to ask us, God, lead us to somebody where we can hand these cards out this week. Now, the Bible says Christ came to seek and to save those who are lost. If we could go, picture this. There's a child lost in the woods, and Jesus is looking for him. If you say, God, can I help you look? Yeah, come on. I'm seeking and I'm saving those who are lost. You want to help me come look for lost people? I don't think he's going to turn you down. As a matter of fact, he's going to bless the efforts. I read a story in a Max Lucado book one time that was just that. They said it was a child lost in the woods, and they could not find her, lost in this big field. She'd wandered off at night. It was really cold, and they thought, we've got to find her before it's too late. And so they came out, and workers were going all over the place, and they could not find her. As it got later and later and colder the next day, they thought, she's been out there all night long, this little child wanders off, and it's probably not good. We'd still like to find her, though. And so they linked hands, you know, here's arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder, or hand to hand, and they began this massive line of people to walk through this field. As Max tells the story, he said they really hadn't walked that far into the area that the child was lost until someone hollered and said, we found her. It was a sad outcome because she had died during the night because of the cold. And someone very wise said, if we had just joined hands and worked together, we would have found her earlier, rather than everybody going anywhere. Well, I'm asking you to join hands, and I think these things work. I mean, they work so far for me, and it's nothing. It's like, hey, I know you might not have a church home, but hey, if you do, great. I'm not trying to pull you up, but if you don't, hey, here's Life Point Church right here on the front and on the back. Free video answers for life's hard questions. Just take that. I have given these out in Tennessee. Steve Love and them will take them to Zimbabwe. Gave them to the girl up at Pink Cadillac that's going to take them to wherever mission field she's at, Spain. So pray with me. Dear Jesus, I pray that these cards in our hands, it's nothing magical or mystical. It's nothing at all. This is a dedication prayer. Jesus, I'm asking you to take these cards and help us to find someone this week that you'll cross our path with that needs you. Jesus, there's bound to be someone that's in our close proximity, our circle of friends and family and the places that we go to every day that has to need you. Lord, there's too many lost people in the world that I'm sure we will cross paths with someone. So Jesus, would you bless these cards that we have in our hands? Would you do something special with them? Would you use them when we feel inadequate? Would you let this card do our talking? Would you bless these cards? Would you let them go out? And next week, I'm going to look forward to the stories of someone will say, I gave that card and someone received it and they actually seemed happy that I gave it to them. Lord, there's got to be stories like that. So would you please bless these cards and help us to remember, we know you, Jesus, as Savior. How can we keep that good news to ourselves? If we're a believer, we've got to tell someone. Someone told us, that's why we're probably sitting in a church today. Lord, if someone told us about you and we ask you to forgive us of our sins and come into our heart and save us, if someone did that for us, how could we not want to do that to someone else? So, Lord, it's too good a secret to keep to ourselves. Help us to spread the good news. And these cards can be an easy way to do that. We're not knocking on the door. We're not preaching to anyone. We're just simply sharing something, that having a card in our pocket. We could easily say, hey, let me give you something before we take off. We can do something that simple, and it can mean a change in eternity. So, Lord, please bless the cards today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just asking God to do a work. If you would do that and say, all right, I might be made a fool out of, but I'm going to ask, you'll be surprised next week. You know that wasn't hard, and I've been thinking it's tough all along. Who tells you it's hard? It's Satan. Satan's going to remind you that it's tough. I'm going to ask, see those things right there? So make sure you have some True Life cards to take with you this week to hand out, and also some flyers to give out. These are up-to-date, sort of simple things to give a handout if you can do that. And finally, I have one more thing for you to use. I'm going to use this as inspiration. Why do I want to, I'll give you a story, and I'll try not to say it too much or I'll weep, but my mom was in Rowan Memorial, and as she's getting ready to leave and go to heaven, I was talking to her one day, and I said, Mom, you like the food in here? And Mama she wasn't really crazy, but it was all right. She said, you know what I'd love to have? They were from Giles. So what does she ask? Beans and cornbread. I said, I'll be back. And I ran up to S&S cafeteria, and I went through the line. I said, I just want beans and cornbread. And the guy said, you're not going to get a whole meal? I said, no, this is from my mom. Oh, she must love them. I said, yeah, she's out on the border, and she wants to have beans and cornbread, so she's giving me. Why did I feel it? And I go back and I said, well, guess what I got? Sneak them back in the hospital, and there you go. I just felt like I was on a mission. Why did I have to do that? Because I love the person who sent me. Wow. Well, if you love the person who sent you, I'll give you one other thing to encourage you. So I guess I just sort of forget that sometimes I believe that as a final encouragement to you, I want to give you a special gift to both inspire you to give out your True Life cards this week, give you one more way to witness to the folks you want to reach and bring to Jesus. Anybody ever seen a Jesus film for a long time yet? I want to give everybody a copy of the Jesus film. So you say, I'm going to watch it this week, and I'm going to be reminded of what he's done for me, and the least I can do for him is to hand out a card. So, Grandma, I think there's a box in there. There's a box way over on the, it's got some Jesus films in it. I'm going to give you one for your family. And if you say, I'd like to take one and give it to some friends, maybe they'd watch a film about Jesus. Hey, take some if you like. I ordered 2,000 of these cards. I thought we might use the Jesus video. I ordered 400 of them. And you must be serious about the Jesus video. I am. And I can have that for you at the end, but I'm going to see it. All right, pray with me one more time. Dear Jesus, as I commit this service to you and I commit us to you, I ask you to, Lord, just please, please send us out. Help us to be found faithful this week and use us to reach others. In Jesus' name, amen.